Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, Mary Trump is here. That's right, she came back. Can you believe it, gang?
I love it.
No. Great.
It's amazing. We're going to talk about the news. We're going to talk about, you know, what's happened since the last time she was here. So how are you doing, everybody?
Doing well, Dad. Okay. How are you? Oops. Didn't mean to.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Call me Dad.
Muscle memory.
Since the last time Mary was here, we discovered that you're not actually my son. And we're okay with that. We're working through it in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Before we bring Mary out, let's do what we usually do. We're going to answer a question from a patron. Legend Cadis asks, if Satan can use Match.com to find a date, why can't you, God?
Damn.
Is this in response to our discussion about you not dating?
Not
ahead
dating.
Ahead of Valentine's Day?
Dating. And
dating.
Needing dinder or something. Yeah.
Wait, aren't you on eHarmony?
I'm not on any of them.
Good.
Okay, we've established that it's deity only. Otherwise, you know, it gets weird. Okay, I don't want to be like Zeus. He was a creep. So Satan can use Match.com. Yeah, I can't believe it. Satan is in a Match.com commercial. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. It is pretty funny.
I guess they're just setting themselves apart from eHarmony. Never do that. What do you think, Holy Spirit? Should I set up a Match.com profile?
No,
exactly.
I don't think so. Again, the power dynamics, it's just not fair.
There's your answer, Cadis. It's just not fair.
I really want you to find love, though. I want you to be happy.
Thanks, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Well, if you want us to answer your questions on the show, join our Patreon at patreon.com/thegodpod. All kinds of great stuff. Check it out.
But how do you find somebody to love? You're like a celebrity. It's like a celebrity going, I need to find love, and they just with you because you're a celebrity.
I know. It's like, can somebody, anybody find me somebody to love?
Right, Jennifer Aniston. Right. Well, there you go. She'll never be on now.
You know what? I feel like me and Jay Aniston have a lot in common. Yeah, I should.
Okay.
She's like a goddess, right? Okay. It's time. Let's bring out our guests. That's enough fooling around, gang. Mary Trump is back. Hello, Mary. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. It's great to be here.
Woo! What have you been up to since the last time you were here? Anything big happen?
Oh, not much. Watched the Orville.
Yeah.
Watched the potential end of democracy as we know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's been
time consuming.
That's been a hard show to watch.
Yeah, no kidding. The Orville's better.
I'm glad you got into the Orville. Did we recommend that last time?
You shamed me into it, actually.
Shame, dong. Yeah. Well, that's great. Wasn't it fun?
Yeah. I honestly, it was a bit derivative at first.
Of course.
But when it hit its stride, yeah. I really like it. I can't wait for the third season.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I agree with you. It's super derivative. And at some point you're like, wait, is this a comedy or are they just straight up doing their own Star Trek now? Well, you're like, but either way, you're like, it's fine because it's like Star Trek Next Generation and that's what we all want.
Well, did it take a whole first season to kind of get into it or was it pretty quick?
It took a bit, but you know, I was keeping my faith in God that it would.
Yeah, I wouldn't steer you wrong, right? Jesus.
I mean, never said that sentence before in my life.
I got Moses watched Cobra Kai. He did not regret it.
Did not regret it.
Jesus got me to watch WandaVision. I didn't regret it.
Cool.
Yeah, and now I recommend to you Star Trek Lower Decks. It's an animated sitcom.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Oh, it's pretty fun, yeah. So let's talk about that other show, though, which is way more depressing, like The Twilight Zone. The end of democracy show. What What was election week like for you? Let's rewind all the way back and cover, you know, what that was like. Remember like election night when it looked like Donald was going to win?
You mean election night like 4000 BCE?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
Oh, God. You know, it was not surprising that we didn't know right away and that Donald was being an asshole about it and claiming victory when the votes weren't even counted yet. And then on the 7th, when it did get called, I actually had the audacity to feel happy.
I know, right? Me too. I was dancing to like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. It was weird.
I wasn't doing that, but
I was doing those dances from Fortnite, you know?
I was doing my version of that, I guess. Exactly. But it didn't last long.
No, I know. What a sore loser.
Yeah.
Like, they should put his face in the dictionary forever next to that.
But you saw this coming, Mary. I mean, you predicted this reaction would happen.
That it would be a hard 3 months. And boy, were you right.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh my God, I was going to say something that sounded so incredibly arrogant.
Say it.
That it, like, we wouldn't need a DNA test to see if I was actually a Trump. I was actually going to say, you know, I'd love to be wrong, but I never am.
I know the feeling.
I just mean specifically about this issue. Well, just to be clear.
Exactly. Like, you can always rely on someone to be themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and wow, you knew he was going to do this. It's just so pathetic. It's so pathetic. And they tried as hard as they could. They lost like a million court cases. And then it all culminated in this attack on the Capitol. What was that like for you watching that?
Well, first, I just want to say that it's really important to put that in the context of the fact that Donald has been trying to steal this election since Ukraine.
Yeah.
Right.
So he spent all summer trying to destroy the post office.
Yep.
Et cetera. Like, you guys know all that. So this was like, it's not that just he was like riling up the base after November 3rd. He's been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
You know, which softened up the ground for the great insurrection of January 6th. I was actually in therapy. And I should have stayed in therapy.
You got some texts, right?
Like, no, because I turned off my devices.
Right.
Take it very seriously, my trauma therapy.
Smart.
So when I was done, turned on the TV and it was this, you know, the Senate and House were splitting because the objections had been made by the scumbags, the Republicans, sorry. And like very shortly after that, the cameras are outside and the people. And the thing about it was so surreal because without context, I would have thought, why did they cut away to Uruguay? Like, what's happening?
Or, right.
I don't mean to offend Uruguay. I should think a different country.
A lot of fans, you know, over there.
Brazil or what have you. Libya. But, you know, I knew it was our capital. And because we didn't, it was very difficult to understand that it was more than just a bunch of horrible people with too much time on their hands making a scene. I couldn't grasp the seriousness of it. And honestly, because I knew that it's totally associated with Donald, it just looked so tawdry. You know, like he just debases everything.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until later I was like, oh my God, this is like a really serious thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And
exactly,
you know, they're inside our Capitol attacking the police and trampling. It was just horrific.
Exactly. We were actually recording at the time.
Oh, wow.
In the new year, we switched our schedule to record like 2 to 3 Eastern, you know, like, and that's when it was happening. And I, you know, we had something planned and outlined, and then Moses is just like, wait. The Capitol is under attack.
Yeah, I'm always watching MSNBC while we record. No offense to anyone.
Yeah, but, he's always checking for Kanaki.
Yeah. Always checking for content live on the air. But I was watching and literally people rushing in there, rushing to it, climbing, and I thought for some reason it was a flashback to some other country or something, but here we are and they just start
climbing up
in.
The walls, just all those images.
Yeah.
It's just so shocking. It's taken a long time to set in that this really occurred.
Yeah. And just the sense, and obviously there was no way to know what the Capitol Police were experiencing, but the sense is like, why isn't anybody doing anything?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
What is happening? No. And it looks so obvious that at least some people were coordinating this.
Yeah.
And that it was in some respects planned. And it like from the very beginning, it seemed that way.
Yeah, totally. And we still haven't heard any final word on all that.
Lauren Boebert saying it. Lauren Boebert.
Yep. 1776, y'all.
Yep.
No, yeah, there's tons of evidence. And there's tons of evidence that Donald himself delayed it, right? The National Guard to show up.
Oh, yeah. He was just sitting back watching it all.
He was enjoying it.
And enjoying it.
And later that day, he put out a video saying, go home. We love you. You're very special.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the hostage video the next day when he did not concede. He still hasn't conceded. When anybody says that he conceded in any of those videos, he did not. He's never conceded.
And
that's really
I mean,
important.
He's very conceited, but he did not concede.
Yeah.
sorry. I can't help it. And then by that Friday, he got banned from Twitter, right?
Is that what happened? Yeah,
what a week that was. It was like the Democrats win the Senate on Tuesday.
Right.
Republicans attack the Capitol
on Tuesday. No, it was the same day, wasn't it?
No, it was the next day.
They won Tuesday night, and the insurrection happened. Yeah,
we didn't know for sure until because like it was
Wednesday
so close.
Wednesday morning, right. So it was almost like the same day, and then that horrible event happened, and then by Friday, Donald was banned from Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and miraculously, 73 misinformation
right.
or whatever goes down 73%. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, exactly. Like, can you believe it? Like, why didn't they do that earlier?
I wanted to ask Mary, in terms of Donald being banned from Twitter, was that like the worst news ever for him? Because I've always seen Twitter as his best friend. And since he's been banned, I picture him like constantly trying to load up the Twitter app and it just keeps saying,
Holy shit. You're not even going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. New story out today that he's begging people to tweet insults for him.
Well, I always said that, you know, now he has to actually talk and communicate with his children to get the word out on their Twitter.
Maybe that's why we haven't been hearing from him.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, actually, what we need to remember is two things. First of all, banned from Twitter, great for us, terrible for him, but made worse by the fact that he actually at the time still had an entire press corps at his disposal.
Right. Yeah.
And
wow.
At any time could have had every camera in the country trained upon him.
But right. You can't do that because then they can ask, you know, those pesky little things called questions.
Right. But he just does, you know, chopper talk or whatever.
Right.
But I think it's tied for the, because remember that same week, the PGA pulled
him. Yeah.
That's right.
So I think it's a tie.
Yeah. That nothing hurt him more than that. I wonder what he's up to now. So who's to blame for all of this? Because the other day I was watching TV and this Kevin McCarthy scumbag said that first he said it was, you know, Trump supporters' fault, the people that attacked's fault. And now he's saying that everyone in America is a little to blame.
Right.
Oh, I know I am. I mean, clearly. They're so craven. Who's to blame? Every single elected Republican.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're all traitors. They're anti-American, anti-democratic traitors who need to be censured, expelled, removed, voted out, whatever. Because if we don't do that, they're gunning for a fascist dictatorship. And I'm not kidding. If we lose in 2020, and honestly, the thing I most resent right now is the fact that we still can't exhale because we have to wait to see what happens in 2022.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, thank you and actual human beings for Georgia, because without that, I can't even imagine the devastation we would be suffering.
Yeah.
Right now.
Don't thank me for Stacey Abrams, but let's all thank her. I think today I just saw she was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize and she should win it.
She should win it. And also we saw, and this gives me joy and probably Holy Spirit too, that Kelly Loeffler started a Stop Stacey campaign.
Oh, is she heading that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What is that?
Well, I don't know if she's heading it, but she's involved somehow.
Jesus.
What's it called now?
Stop Stacy? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Oh my God. Ugh. These assholes and their alliteration, they love alliteration.
Assholes love it. Yeah.
It's the
assholes
opium for the masses. Alliteration. They can't spell it, but they love it.
So QAnon says something big is happening March 4th.
Sorry.
You worried?
Doesn't sound like it.
Shaking in my boots.
It sounds like the rapture. It's just, they just keep moving the date of like by a month.
Yeah, like every death cult in history moves the date.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it never happens. And then when it keeps not happening, they just convince everybody to commit suicide. So.
Ooh, yeah. Well, we really hope that doesn't happen.
It would be a shame.
That would be terrible. But I think a lot of people are realizing that they were wrong. And that's nice to see, you know, once this maniac is gone. And I think I saw someone the other day apologize to Anderson Cooper for thinking he was a pedophile.
Oh, wow.
It just warms your heart.
Progress.
Baby steps. Yeah.
Progress.
So how goes the new book you're working on? What's it about?
Well,
good transition.
Yeah. Sorry, from QAnon. Sorry.
A segue for the ages. QAnon, my next book.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too good at the segues, you know. Very blunt.
You have other skills.
I'm a blunt date.
Well, you know, the problem is my book is actually about trauma. It's about the history of trauma in America, the fact that this country was born in trauma,
yeah,
the trauma inflicted by the majority on two entire races of people who, against whom we committed genocide and enslaved, and how not only have we never atoned for that, we barely even acknowledge it. So we're still grappling with it. Plus the fact that no powerful white man has ever been held accountable from Robert E. Lee on down, which is one of the reasons we got Donald. And you know, that's the lead up to the broader discussion about the fact that even at the best of times, we are wholly unprepared to deal with the massive mental health crisis that is about to befall us because of the, you know, intersecting traumas of COVID, the economic crisis, and 4 years of Donald. So it's really fun to write about trauma while we're still in the process of being traumatized on a daily basis.
Wow. I mean, what a great choice of subjects to talk about, though. I mean, nailed it, really.
I was curious because I, you know, everybody has their own levels of trauma or maybe not whatever they went through. But a misconception that several members of my family have had is that trauma doesn't happen. It happens when you're young and then it goes from there, but it can happen at any point in your life. Like if you go through a great childhood, nothing, it can just start at any point, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. And you know, one of the problems is it's not like this is a one-time event, like a car accident. And I'm not saying that that's better. It's not, it's just a different kind of trauma that manifests itself differently. So we're basically going to be looking at increasing levels of not just post-traumatic stress disorder, but complex post-traumatic stress, which is when the trauma occurs consistently over long periods of time, plus depression, anxiety, substance abuse disorders, and who the hell knows what's happening with domestic violence and child abuse, right? So I know this is really fun to talk about.
Well, no, I agree. I have a lot of trauma, and I feel like I have PTSD.
Yeah, well, I actually do have PTSD, so...
But everybody has their own levels,
it feels so, like everybody who's watching this or experiencing this, it's just one car crash after another.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how people deal with things differently. They can experience exactly the same trauma and you know, 90% of them will, generally speaking, be okay, and 10% of them will develop PTSD symptoms, like dissociation. That's
okay,
my favorite.
Well, I think there should be a huge... like national spending thing to give everybody mental health care and drugs and lots of therapy.
But where
whether they want it or not, it's mandatory.
Right.
Well, everybody should have therapy anyway, but no, but that's part of what I'm trying to, you know, this is not at all my area of expertise, but you know, just starting the conversation about what structural changes do we need to make at like the local, at the school level, at the local level, at the federal level, to support the kinds of interventions that are going to be required And it's, you know, in its way, it's sort of similar to the COVID response. We should have learned 100 years ago what to do from both the level of dealing with the disease and dealing with the fallout, the economic and psychological and emotional fallout. And the fact that we've continued to fail to learn those lessons is really.
Yeah. Like what's it going to take? You know, they always say that Americans do the right, eventually do the right thing last, but it doesn't seem like they're ever going to do the right thing at this rate.
I know. Maybe it's going to take an armed insurrection, and then we find out, well, no, I guess that's not enough.
That's not enough. It's like 2 weeks later, and everybody's like, what else is on?
Yeah, unity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we go. Yeah.
You know, but but again, that's because Republican leadership is saying, hey, we got to move on. Well, they need to move on because they're all co-conspirators who should be, you know, in prison. What is it going to take? I don't know. And that's actually the problem. And this wasn't initially going to be a focus, but I continue to be haunted by the number 74 million. And I think part of my project has become figuring out what the hell's going on there. Because if we don't figure that out, we're screwed.
Yeah, it's just tribal.
It's more than that, though. A lot of it is, you know, people have not just authoritarian tendencies, but authoritarian personalities. They're very, in fact, there are studies that have been done. The single most determining factor in whether or not somebody voted for Donald is if they had authoritarian tendencies.
Yeah, I hate authoritarians. Now, everybody listen to me. Hard segue here. Do you think you'll find a way to shoehorn us, the God Pod, into your book about trauma?
Oh, it's my epilogue.
Right. It's like a whole chapter. Cool.
Well, that's the thing. With the trauma book, you don't even have to change the book covers from too much, never enough. You can just leave his face on the trauma book.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to tell my publisher.
Yeah, you saved a bunch of money. You're welcome.
Moses nailed it.
But with a big X through what's his name's face.
Right. What's his name?
Speaking about books, I might be writing a new book. Damn it. Yeah. This weekend, Seth Rogen was offering like writing advice. So I asked him, like, Seth, like, what do you do when you can't find a good ghostwriter and they always add all this shit you didn't like approve of? And he responded, write that shit yourself, God. And then I assumed there was a laugh. So I was like, this is it. I have to do this now. The Bible too. Stop being dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. You,
so you like, you can hook me up to your publisher, right? Random House is cool with that. That's totally cool.
Sure. I'm not with Random House, but sure.
Sorry. I don't even know. I'm just so random. So let's spend a little time talking about the goddamn news. I want to focus on these, this recent news about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. Thoughts? I heard she
great
has a
restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah, she had a restaurant, right? You know a
if
lot
you're
about
into
her,
gastrointestinal
right?
distress, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, her restaurant gave people bloody diarrhea, according to a report, and I think that should be her new nickname.
Bloody diarrhea?
Bloody diarrhea Boebert.
What she did is Shooter's Grill in Rife. Listen,
is Shooter's that really the
Grill,
name?
Yeah, yes. In the town. But listen to this. It's in the town of Rifle, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And she ran it for a while. And during some event rodeo, she served some pork sliders, which basically made 80 people sick. And
a lot of sliding. Yeah.
And it was a quote, bloody diarrhea was the main concern. So
that's the new qualification to be a Republican representative.
Just sums it up.
Right.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's your diarrhea bloody. All right, you're in.
And apparently I was reading in this article that all the waiters at Shooter's Grill carry guns openly.
They do.
In Rifle, and Colorado.
She's also was under investigation because there was a minor who was carrying a gun around, but her defense was, well, it wasn't loaded. So... That was
people are insane. Speaking of insane, how about this Marjorie Taylor Greene, huh?
The fact that there's not somebody in her life who cares about her enough to get her a 72-hour hold is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She has a husband and, like, two children.
She has children?
Two or three, yeah. Like, two daughters and a son, I think.
Good Lord.
So many things came out last week. There was a video of her harassing Parkland survivors. She tried to force Muslim congresswomen to retake oaths on Bibles. She says there's such a thing called Jewish space lasers.
There are.
Which started the wildfires in California. No, they're not.
No, we use them for good. Well, I'm an honorary Jew, but seriously.
Yeah, there's no such thing as Jewish space lasers. I'm going to wait. Moses. Yeah,
just for the correction, it's actually a Jewish lightsaber.
Oh, that sounds much more fun.
Right. Cool. Right.
I'm just trying to picture what that would look like.
Oh, God.
I know.
I think I said this last time I talked to you guys, but we're talking about my cousins and their potential future political futures, which hopefully are now completely dead.
Oh, did you see those pictures of them crying? Wasn't that great?
It would have been awesome, except that I had to look at them to see it. But yes, it was awesome. But just, you know, I feel the same resentment that we have to talk about these people. Yeah. You know, how are these people in the Congress of the United States of America? It's just, like I said earlier, like Donald debases everything. This party debases everything. And this is what happens when you let white evangelicals and gun psychos run rampant.
Yeah, I it's not over by a long shot. And I wish there really were Jewish space lasers. I think they would put them to good use.
They would.
You know, doing fun things. You know, creating mitzvahs and stuff like that. Right, Moses?
They would be cheap.
good Lord. Well, on that note, I think it's time for a new commandment. Thou shalt stop believing in every single racist conspiracy theory you read on the internet. Thou shalt not elect crazy people to the government. Thou shalt give these people the medication, therapy, and straitjackets they so desperately need. And for God's sake, thou shalt remove them from Congress. The Lord has spoken.
For even more of The God Pod, pledge today at patreon.com/thegodpod. You'll receive instant access to many more exclusive episodes throughout the week.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.